This podcast contains adult language.
So let's get to the nitty-gritty. Let's get to what we came here for, what the people's waiting on. The prediction. We're on the East Coast. Show love to the East. And guess who we're going first? The first in the AFC, the Pacers and the Hawks. Who you got in this? You thinking about it?
I think the Hawks make it more interesting than people believe.
I don't give a damn how interesting they're
going to be. The Pacers going to win.
By far.
I think it's going to be. I think it goes at least six. Maybe six.
The only reason why it may go six is because I believe in Coach Bud formula and his system and how gritty they are. And I don't know what the fuck the Pacers has been on this last month. They have been just self-destructive.
Lance Stevenson.
Get that counsel out. Lance Stevenson, Westbrook, and Josh Smith all remind me of the same.
They can be on your all-cancer team.
They're all-cancer. All-star, all-cancer. It's whichever night. Whatever gimmicks, however they feel. They just some fucking, they're like niggas off of a plantation with cornbread. All right. So.
That way the cornbread come from.
You know, they got to steal some when they run it.
Okay.
So, you got Pacers and Hawks. Depending on what the Pacers look like, it can be a sweep or it can go six. You got the Bulls and the Wizards. You thinking about it?
John Wall been playing his ass off this
year. Give a damn how. John Wall and Bill. I don't give a damn how they playing, though. I'm not going against Thibodeau.
You're right. I think that's going to go seven, so I'm going to go with Thibodeau. But I'm going to go with Chicago.
Yeah, they're going to get beat up, though. But I'm going with the Bulls.
That goes seven.
That goes. You think it goes seven? Maybe. They don't have
it. I only like John Wall, but he's been balling his ass
off. I like John Wall. He have been balling, but I'm going with inexperience. I'm going with the coaching. I'm going with the philosophy of Tom Thibodeau. I'm going with them. I'm going with the Bulls. Now you got the Heat and you got the Bobcats.
Heat sweep.
Yeah, our first sweep.
Yeah.
I think the Heat too. I think the Bobcats get one though.
Gentlemen sweep in that way they call it. What they
Cal
get you.
Jefferson, Kemba Walker. I think they're gonna get them one.
Okay.
I think they get them.
Let me say something about the Bobcats. I'm glad they're in the playoffs.
I am too.
I'm glad they have a winning record too.
And it's needed in the East. Exactly. They've been down for so long.
Yeah, I'm glad for them and their fans.
I am too. Yeah. It's a good look for basketball, actually.
Yeah.
Now you got Toronto, 48-34. That's impressive. And Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn. Then I go with Brooklyn.
I go with Brooklyn in six.
You think they're going to take six? I don't think you go more than five.
I say Brooklyn in six.
Okay. So, out of that, we have, in this bracket, the Heat against Brooklyn. And then you have the Pacers against the Bulls. Pacers-Bulls, who you got?
I think that goes six, and I'll take the Pacers.
I think it goes, I can almost go seven.
I think at some point talent prevails, and that's why it doesn't go seven. I think the Bulls just don't have enough talent.
I really don't. I take the Pacers too. Let me ask you some side note. Would you trade Derrick Rose if he was the Bulls? Let's see what you can get. I'll trade.
I would seriously think of it.
Because you've been doing
it. But like this, if I was a general manager, I would at least bring it to the owner and see if it was a possible.
Because we've been doing it without this son of a bitch for 2 years. I mean, we can get some value for draft, players, whatever it is.
But the only problem with that is that he's a hometown kid.
I don't give a fuck.
But that does matter. Like when you think of. When you think of more than just on the court ability, stuff like that matters. So,
no.
I mean, we just looked at the Bad Boys 30 for 30, and they were saying how much, you know, Chicago said, fuck Isaiah, we're riding with Joy. Now, think of how much more that is when the kid is even from Chicago. So.
Why Cleveland hurt so much. Yeah. I would ride him. I would trade him. 2 years of this
I would go
shit.
To the, if I was a general manager, I would at least bring it to the owner. God. I would have a meeting about it. Let's put it like that.
They're all sitting clean every night. I'm sick of looking at this son of a bitch. I'm tired of him anyway. I think he's a pussy for last year. And I remember speaking with Jack, and he was like, shit, ain't nobody gonna care when he next year when he come back. And then here it is next year and he's out again. I'll trade that some of 2 years we had to do this without you. You can kick rocks, buddy. Let's see what we can get. So we got the Pacers coming out between Pacers and the Bulls. Now, between the Heat and Brooklyn, mind you, Brooklyn is the only team to sweep the Heat this year. Who you got?
Heat in six.
Yeah, I gotta agree. It's a no-brainer. So we got this again. Heat, Pacers, they wanted home court. They wanted, they said, if we get home court, we can beat them. They said that they're a year older. Pacers ready. They're longer. They're hungrier. They got Evan Turner now. They got Scola. Who you got coming out of the East?
Now, this would be my big surprise for everybody.
Oh.
Heat in five.
In five.
Miami, them gonna beat the shit out of these people. And I predicted the Pacers go to the finals, but they were just completely.
They dismantled.
They've discombobulated themselves.
This last month, it's just been.
Pacers have several problems. They rely too much on Lance for offense. Paul George is in a slump.
Roy Hibbert.
Roy Hibbert done had some bad games lately. And you have to question the coaching. And
I think it's Frank Vogel is part of the problem because he can't get them out of that. That's what the whole purpose of the coach. To draw plays and motivation is speaking. And that's they do.
And I know that people give Larry Bird all the head in the world, but he need to step his ass off his high horse and come down there and do something to get them.
Yeah, damn sure do.
Yeah, so I think they get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Just because of the a weak drop.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And even then, it's going to be by the skin of they. I think Chicago going to make them work. You know what I'm saying? As much as
unless they turn it on to what they was doing earlier in the year.
I don't think they can.
If they do, I think they beat Miami. If they do, I think, and this is bold. That's why I'm speaking so emphatically with these gestures. See these gestures? See, I'm like this. They can't see it. I'm like this, shaking my fist like someone got the last piece of ribs or something. I think if they turn it on, man, I think they beat Miami. Man, Wade is coming out with a walker these days. I mean, he's so banged up. They don't have the shooting that they had last year. And I know this is one for MOB. He'll be arguing like hell right about now. That's why I'm glad he's not here with his fat ass. I think they win.
I would be very surprised if this goes six games. I think Miami is going to beat the shit out of these people.
As of now, I think so too. But I would love to see the Pacers turn it on. I'm sick of LeBron. I am. But as of now, I think so.
If Miami loses, it's to Brooklyn and not the Pacers. Let me finish my time with the East with that.
I agree.
I do not. I think the Pacers done all this hoopla. I think this is what happened. I think they had the ultimate problem. They started out going 80 miles per hour. They started out on their highest lip gear. And as the season turns, it's wearing them down.
Now they're coasting.
Now they're down. Now they can't get up to gear five. They're probably stuck in gear three. And I think that two people coaches have had this problem. We'll get to the second coach. But they've worn down their impact players during the regular season.
Miami?
No, I think the air is supposed to. I think he's done a good job with Dwayne Wade.
With Wade, but he's
worn.
Won LeBron James and LeBron.
Think the coach I'm thinking of is actually on the Western Conference. But I think that
LeBron is doing the Steve Nash now. Laying on the floor because of the back. And he's worn him down.
I think he can handle it. I think he's learning how to pick his spots. And again, lack of competition too, so that they can get to the finals.
So you think Vogel just rolled Paul George?
Rolled them too hard too early, and now they're down.
Okay, so before we get out the East, one last question: which matchup you think is going to be the most entertaining?
If I could pick a matchup, I'd pick one every round for you.
Okay.
In the first round, I think the matchup that's going to be the most entertaining is actually the. I say the Raptors in Brooklyn. I think in the first round it's going to be the Raptors in the Brooklyn. Don't underestimate the Hawks and the Pacers being entertaining.
That might be a I think it is because the Hawks are actually hot right now.
And Coach Budenholzer plays an open style. Anybody can shoot the open three.
And I tell you, the thing I like about the Pacers is the thing that also get them in trouble, their length and their size. Because Roy Hibbert getting out of the paint and running to check that. What's the name?
Perro.
Perro.
And Atro Perro.
I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah.
He shoots threes.
And he can shoot. He actually makes the three.
So they're going to get them problems. It's going to be matchup problems all across the board with the Hawks. They're a small team. They're real gritty and they hustle. They run. It's going to be matchup problems everywhere. So I think it will be. I'll go with you. I think that Bull and that Wizards is going to be something to see. I'm excited to see John Wall and Bill and Nene. Yeah. I think they're gonna be fun, and they're gonna give Chicago fits.
And that second round, you said it would be Miami and Brooklyn if everything goes correct.
That's gonna be the best round.
I think that's gonna be the best game.
I think that's gonna be the best series in the whole East.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In and round. So
okay, so moving on to the Western. So the first and eighth is the Spurs and Dallas. Who you got?
Got the Spurs winning in five. Let's stay on Dallas for a second.
Okay.
What would be the narrative of Mark Cuban and Dirk if they never won that championship?
The same one of Arthur Blank and Matt Ryan. What we're headed to. It would be Jerry Sloan and Karl Malone.
Because Mark Cuban gets a lot of praise and a lot of – he's a character, and I don't want to say character, but I don't know anybody who needed a championship for validity more than him.
He really did. That coaching, we don't say his name.
Rick Carlisle is a really good coach. He's a
damn good coach. Because he could have easily lost that series in Miami. And the reason why he didn't lose it because of superior coach, not talent.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because Spoelstra, as you know how I feel, is a shitty coach to begin with. I don't think he's worth a shit. How could you not agree? All he does is get a fucking ball on LeBron.
So that's the case you can say Phil Jackson with the Jordan.
I do say that. It's not if that's the case. That's exactly how I feel. I don't feel to me who I think the greatest coach of all time would be like Larry Brown.
Somebody who can just go in and win and do it with anything.
That's a great coach. Larry Brown took a team of no namers. Some of the motherfuckers have been to 13 teams. That Detroit team.
Let's go on and bring it back to this. I got the Spurs winning, beating Dallas in five. I think Dallas gets one. What do you think?
I think the Spurs are going to win. I think it's going to be good, though, because Monte Ellis is a great addition to that team. Why the Hawks didn't go get him? I know everything keep going back to the Hawks, but that's what they – doesn't the fuck – you get on my nerve.
I agree with you. I wish they would have got Monte.
Why wouldn't you get Monte Ellis? You already didn't get James Harden when you could have got him, because we could have got James Harden.
I think that Houston thing was already kind of in the works.
Either way, you winding down them good enough. You want to impress a girl. You don't take it to Golden Corral. You take it to the most expensive restaurant in town. You really want it. And I think that's what they should have did. And they just don't know how to woo anymore. But I'm with you. Back to this. I think it's going to be entertaining.
How many games?
I really think it's going to be entertaining. Five or six. I give it five or six. Dirk's going to give Tim Duncan all he can handle. And Tim Duncan's going to do the same with Dirk.
I just think it's such a system.
Monte's going to do it. Vince Carter's going to do what he needs to do. I think that ultimately the Spurs now they're going to beat him. They're going to beat him convincingly.
Beat the shit out of
him. Yeah. So the most intriguing of all these might be this one. The next one. The Rockets and the Trailblazers. Who you got?
I know the Rockets been playing really good lately.
Oh, you going with the Trailblazers?
I'm going with the Trailblazers.
Oh.
I think that.
So you must be going seven then.
I think it has to go seven.
Okay.
I think that the problem with the Rockets, and they'll realize this, it's come playoff time, what Dwight Howard is going to show up. I think they're one of the few teams, and you said this in our earlier podcast, who got some of everything that you don't want. I mean, that you want in your team. They got a good guard presence, a big man, inside out. I question if Kevin McHale can handle that in crunch time. And I question if everybody else besides Harden can handle the attention in the series.
I think that this
may be the most entertaining first round series in both conferences, period.
I think so, too.
I think that both of these teams are deep. good big men. Well, good I gold. No,
all these look good though. All these look good. Real good.
I think that both of these teams are deep with good guard
play. Very deep.
Yeah, so I think that this is the best one because both of these teams can go 9 or 10 deep.
And they can go this is a series that can go right at you all night long.
Yeah.
Both of them. You want to go Lillard, we go Harden. You want to go Aldridge, we can go Dwight. You want to go...
I mean, even Lynn, Wesley Matthews. I mean, you can just go however you want. Exactly.
We can go however you want
to
go.
Terrence Jones.
We can get you however you want to get
it. I think go both ways. And that's why I think this is the most entertaining series first round.
You know, early in the podcast, I picked Houston to go to the finals. I'm a bit of a fan. I'm going with Houston.
How many games you see?
I see 6.
I see 7 for the Trailblazers.
One reason they're too young, it's too inexperienced. They got a coach that's young.
Like Double R say, fuck Terry Stotts for what he did to Atlanta.
And then you got to think about it like this: you got on Houston, you have 2 starters that's been to the finals, in Dwight Howard.
I never thought about that. At
and James Harden.
Is that same Dwight Howard around, or is he gone?
Yeah, of course. And the best thing about this Dwight Howard and Joe Johnson is a little bit the same in that they're really not good to be your anchor on your team. They don't need to be the first
option. They can be number 2 all day.
But they can be number 2 all day, baby. And I'll shine at number 2, and that's what he is. Yeah. James Harden can take that shoulder, and Dwight Howard do what he do. And then you got someone like a sheet coming off the bench. Come on. The Rockets. Damn, they got to go against them in the second round. Damn it.
All right, but go
the
ahead.
Rockets.
All right, so let's go on.
The next one, which is going to be a good one to me, too. The Thunder and the Grizzlies.
Ding, ding, ding. We talked about the coach who, in the East Conference, who rolled his players too hard. Scott Brooks is the other one. He's drove Durant all in the ground with no Westbrook. And you didn't need to do that to make the playoffs. I don't know how important seeding is to them or how important seeding was to their goal. But I'm so concerned, and you know I'm a Durant fan. I'm terrified of the playoffs for them because I don't think Scott Brooks has done a good job of incorporating Westbrook, of resting Durant, of bringing along Jeremy Lamb and Perry Jones. Because those are 2 players they need, and Steven Adams. Those are 3 players they need to step up. Pretty much everybody got for the James Harden trade. Now, they don't have to be James Harden, but you need 3 players that can get you 25 points combined. You need those 3 averaging, you know, 8, 5, and 8, what in their respective areas. So you need Steven Jackson getting you maybe 6 points, 8 rebounds. Perry Jones getting you maybe 10, 4, 5, and 2. Nick Jeremy Lamb getting you 10. 3 and 3.
So the Billy strategy for the Oakland A's. I don't need a player to get 40 home runs. I need 3 players to get
15 or whatever. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So
I disagree.
I think. No, I'm saying like.
No, I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying.
I think the Thunder have 4 good go-to guys. Of course, Westbrook, Durant, Serge Ibaka. And I actually think Reggie Jackson is ready. I think Reggie Jackson gives you 80% of what Westbrook gives you.
Which is why I would have let Westbrook go and kept James Harden, me personally.
Yeah, you said it on the previous podcast.
But I said that when they was doing it. I said it last year, the year before.
I say that this game dangerously goes 7, 6 or 7. I have the Thunder winning, but it's a dangerous game.
Here's the problem with Memphis. Excuse me. And this is...
Can I stop you real quick?
Go ahead.
I always like Memphis, and I think I like them for the same reason that you like Indiana, length. I think that they should always be a problem for somebody because they have 2 big guys. Like, I don't know who the coach is. I know Lionel Hollins is the coach, but it would seem like they have Mike Conley and 2 good guys, 2 good big guys. I would find everywhere in here to make people play my style of ball.
And that's the thing with Memphis. All they need is a little coaching. Memphis is a problem for whomever they play against.
I agree.
Memphis is a problem for whomever they play against.
I agree.
Memphis
completely agree.
They can go to the finals and win it.
Completely agree.
Because they are by far the grittiest of all these teams on both coasts.
And not even grit, it's just they're one of the few teams who I don't care what style of ball you want to play.
Shit, what
you try to play small ball, I'm gonna bream your ass if you
look at what they have here. You got Marc Gasol. Big, gritty, tough, 7'2". You got Zach Randolph, big, gritty, tough. He's like 6'10". At your three, who don't even want the ball, but just lockdown defense, and those two lockdown defense, is Tayshaun Prince, who's like 6'9", 6'10", with a wingspan of 7 foot something. Then you have Tony Allen and Mike Conley. Not big names, but you got just straight defense, run, hustle.
Mike Conley is actually a skilled point
guard. And he's came into his own. That's how they get rid of O.J. Mayo and Rudy Gay, because of where they was going. Yeah. And where they are now is just a problem for whomever run up against them. Yeah. And that's the problem that Durant, that's the same one, what it was, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
They were going triple overtime this game, and then double overtime that game. I mean, after that series, they had to be some young boys, because that was a grueling series. It was great, though. So, I think the Thunder's going to win, too, but here's the problem.
I say seven, and I say it's gonna to be your point, it's going to wear them down
for the playoffs. It's going to be hell for them. And another thing I have with the Thunder, same thing I have with the Heat, is that the Heat has the best player in the planet, even though he's not the MVP this year. They had the best player in LeBron, because LeBron is duct tape. He's caulking glue. Whatever you need, he can do it. You
know what I mean? I think Durant showed some of that this year, but of course not on that level.
Not like that. And one thing about Durant that he don't do, if your point guard get hot, guess who's going to get on?
Yeah, LeBron. He can't do that.
If your four get hot, guess who's going to get on? LeBron. LeBron is just your caulking glue. But I think Spoelstra and I think Scottie Brooks, I think they're the same. They're not good coaches.
I think Spoelstra's a great coach. I think Scottie.
He's not a great coach.
I think Scottie Brooks sucks. But I think Spoelstra. That's another podcast because we put.
Okay. So we both got the Thunder.
I say seven. And I'll say this. If there's an upset in any of the conferences first
this
round,
one can be
this
it.
Is it.
This one can be it. Oh, that's a good twist to this podcast. Upset alert. I didn't think of that. All right. And the next one, which is also a good one. The Clippers and Golden State.
I completely disagree. I think Clippers either sweep or win in five.
You think they sweep them?
Or win in five. I think this doesn't go more than five.
I'm just going to go one high and go six.
Just the price is right.
Price. I'm going to go six.
I think
it'll go either way, though.
I don't see it. I think the Clippers are superior to the Warriors. And the Warriors are one of those teams that they rely too much on.
They shoot themselves in and out again.
And outside of Steph Curry, I don't think.
No, the Splash Brother.
Klay Thompson, he hasn't been
this
good.
And they got Iguodala. And they lost Bogut, though. But they got David Lee. That's a big loss, though.
Because you got to think, with DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin,
they're going to all
they
night long.
They're going to ring their ass. And that's why I say it's going to go at most five. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't have that much to say.
It's just going to be fun to watch.
I don't have too much to say. I think Clips win easily. I think that's probably one of the easiest series.
Okay. I agree. So, let's go back here. So, the Spurs you got winning. I got the Rockets winning. You got Trailblazers
winning. Either way, the Spurs win.
I want the Rockets.
All right, let's talk about it. I think the Spurs in six against whoever. I think that Houston, the Spurs are Houston's worst nightmare, because I think that the Spurs win in the matchups that matter. I think Tim Duncan is going to take Dwight Howard to school.
Yeah, he's going to give it to him.
I think Tony Parker is going to ring Jeremy Lamb.
But James Harden going to put tie tracks on whoever is in front of him.
I think Mano can cover up half of what James Harden can do.
They have an answer for Parsons.
Yes, they do. I think that
Kawhi Leonard.
I think Pop is smart enough to figure something out. So
yeah,
talk me into why Houston will win. Cause right now I have literally no doubt San Antonio will win. I think San Antonio wins in
five.
No, not five. I say six. Yeah, it goes six. Talk me into why Houston can make it.
All right, we'll make it go seven. One, they're not gonna stop James Harden. That's who makes this whole engine run. All we need to do with Dwight is just put back some rebounds. And that's what he's going to get. Regardless of what Tim Duncan
does. He can get that on anybody.
He can get that on him. And that's all he needs to do. So we're not going to throw it to him in low block on the block and have him bang it in or try to go back and forth with Tim Duncan. That's not his game. That's not what we're going to do. We're going to work it outside in on this team, on the Spurs. Because you know what they're going to do on the other end. And you're also going to have someone like a seat coming off the bench who's going to just be a body who can get a few fouls on Tim Duncan. We're not worrying about Tiago Splitter.
So let me ask you this. Is this a series where you would go big if you were Houston to start both Ashik and Dwight Howard?
I would. Kevin had thrown that out a lot.
I would. Maybe not. Because, therefore, they play
the thing about basketball, it goes both ways, right? Yeah, so
you don't want to be fucked on the other.
Exactly.
It's not going to split a hit in threes.
Exactly.
Y'all. And that's what they'll do. So, no, I wouldn't. But I keep Dwight on Tim Duncan just to make it difficult. Because that's all you can do with a star. You're not going to stop him, but you can make it difficult for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of 28, let him get that 20. You know, so I believe, hey, well, it's anybody's game now. You can do it. But I'm going to go with you in the Spurs. But I want Houston. I'm going with Houston. Fuck it. You heard it here. I picked them. I'm sticking with them. I'm being hard-headed. I'm going with Houston. In seven. All right. So in the next one, we say the Thunder's coming out of here in the Clippers. Who you got? Oh, so the Thunder's going to be beat the shit out of this Grizzly. Durant been playing all the games. He's getting worn down. Westbrook taking these ill-advised shots. Who you got? Is this the year the Clippers make that noise?
I got the Thunder in six.
Ooh. Okay.
I think what ultimately kills the Clippers is too good roster construction. I think that you can have too many in a good recipe. You have a star.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of support.
And a lot of supporting players.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Clippers have too many stars or wannabe stars and not enough true supporting players. I think the only person who is a truly a supporting player and knows his role as a supporting player is Matt Barnes.
Damn, I'm about to say the same thing.
I mean, because that's what it is. He's the only one who does the stuff that a supporting player should do, and it doesn't.
Because if you look at it, everybody else, been starters down there everywhere. I mean,
not even start. Like, it's one thing to be a starter. I think they all want to be stars. Jamal Crawford, your Chris Pauls.
Danny Grange has been a star. So
Danny Grange, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think.
Deep. Big baby.
I think they go deep, but I think it's to their detriment. I think.
Well, that's why you have a coach like Doc Rivers.
But see, I come back and say, I don't believe in Doc Rivers as much as everybody else.
Rivers, that's strong.
I think a lot of Doc Rivers' success was with Kevin Garnett.
But old Kevin Garnett.
A mature. I'm not even going to say Kevin Garnett. I'm going to say a mature team that was focused on winning. When they all came to Boston, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce. That's like having three coaches. Exactly. And you damn sure don't see that mindset with these Clippers. So, you know,
I mean, this is first year, so I don't know if you have his imprint on that team yet.
But, I mean, we're talking about this year, though, this right? Year.
So, I don't know.
I say Thunder win.
Okay, so.
I say just, six or seven. That's me. What do you say?
I rarely push stock in teams that hasn't done it before. I mean, I want Houston win, but honestly, I think the Spurs are going to beat them. I would like to see. I'm not a big Clippers fan. I would like to see the Thunders win. Me personally, I would like to see the Thunder go, then play Duncan, and then beat Duncan and go to the finals with Miami and get their revenge. If we're going to go that route, or I would like to see how I said it earlier, so I can look like a genius and say Houston Rockets and the Indiana Pacers in the finals.
I mean, you could still say that. Well, you can't say the Pacers now because you've already said the Heat. But I just don't.
My two is it's either going to be a repeat of last year with the Heat and the Spurs, or it's going to be the Heat and the Thunder and the repeat a couple years ago, or it's going to be Indiana.
I think the Clippers are, I really don't want to use this analogy, but I think the Clippers are like you in the streets, you meet a girl who's pretty, has a nice career, no kids, good car, fun loving.
She got herpes or something?
Got herpes. That's exactly what I was going to say. Hey, I think that's the problem. That's the problem with the Clippers. I think that they have.
She got herpes and halitosis.
Well, both. I think that's ultimately the problem with the Clippers. They have too many things, but they have glaring weaknesses too.
It's something in them that moves you not to believe them.
And it's not the fact that they're the Clippers. I mean, no. You would take the jersey off and put them.
It's not that.
Yeah.
But it's something in them that just.
They don't seem like they have no person who could just, who It seems like they don't have a go-to star. And when you don't have a go-to star,
they don't have a go-to
star. But everybody thinks they're a star. So who do you go to? Chris Paul? Who do you go to?
That, well, that means you have too much of a Blake. Good thing? Nah, you can go to
but
you,
in the NBA, it's only one ball. You can't. It's not like baseball where everybody gets to hit. You can't have too much of a good thing. And I think that that will cause a destruction, a distraction at a key time with them.
It may. But, I mean, we'll see.
And they don't seem committed to sacrifice for the next man.
I don't think that's there yet. I don't think that's there. But it is a little bit because you have this. This is why. You have a center in DeAndre Jordan who's not looking for a shot. He's just looking to do what he does. That's block shots and rebounds. You got a point guard who's a pass-first point guard.
I disagree with that.
You think Chris Paul not a pass-first point guard? He's not a Derrick Rose. He's not a Westbrook.
He's not a wild shooter, but I think when it's when the game's on the line, I think he wants the ball in his hand.
When the game's on the line, who do you want to have the ball on that team? I want Chris Paul to have the ball. I don't believe in Blake Griffin yet.
I was going to say, Blake Griffin may be the guy who you need to believe
he's
in.
He's coming now, but not yet. Because
but
he's,
what has Chris Paul done to make you say you believe in him in the playoffs?
He's showing me, well, for one, he's showing me that he has the skills to do it. Blake Griffin just not getting his post game, his back to the ball. Blake Griffin just been a dunker this whole time. He's just not getting the skills to do any of this. So you can't get a ball to him on the block, Blake. We need these points. I want that thing to be in Chris Paul's hand and you orchestrate this. Him or Crawford.
Now, how far you think you're going to go with the ball in Jamal Crawford hands?
You're not going to go far. I'll admit that, but they will create. You know what I mean? The difference is Chris Paul will probably pass out of it when it's time and Jamal Crawford's going to go for the gusto. I was looking at the game the other night, but that son of a bitch was just heaving it from everywhere. But his handles is amazing. I was amazed every time he held the ball. He was everywhere with
it. And in playoffs, you think they give a damn how much he dribbled.
Not yet. You know, well, you know, it's a whole new ball game in the playoffs.
Yeah, so.
That world of dirty shit only goes so far. Johnny Manziel. But, yeah, I think in hindsight, it's going to be one or two. To be honest with you, if the Spurs take this track, this road all the way to the finals, and if the Thunder make it there, I think the Thunder will be in trouble. All
right, so let's go on in. So who do you have? Because I said Oklahoma City. It seemed like you want to say Oklahoma City too, but it's still something holding you with the Clippers. So who do you have?
No, I have Thunder by okay. far.
So now my conference finals is San Antonio and the Thunder. Yours. Yeah. Yours, but yours isn't San Antonio and the Thunder, though. It's
Houston and the Thunder.
I think the Thunder win that one in six.
Okay. It's the Spurs and the Thunder.
Actually, I think that I'm going to take that back. I think that the Thunder win. I think the Thunder win that one in six. No, I'm going to say this. I think either way, the Thunder win in seven.
If the Thunder go against the Spurs, I think they lose.
I think they win. I think that the Rockets have this too, and this is their shining light for the Spurs to beat the Spurs. I think the young athletic teams hurt the Spurs.
If Houston see the Thunder, I'm going with Houston.
I think that,
and they'll lose to Miami though.
Of course. But I think for Houston to beat San Antonio, they have to rely on athleticism.
Yeah, they have to
open it up.
You cannot skill them. You're not gonna.
You don't want to play a half court game with San Antonio.
Lord no.
And that's why I think that. And that's why the NBA is such about matchups, because I think that that's what hurts Memphis when they play San Antonio. Even though they can beat them,
because they better at their game.
But they kind of play the same game.
They play the same game, and San Antonio is better at that game.
Yes, yeah, so I think that if you're Houston and the Thunder, you rely on young athletic legs to beat the Spurs. And I think that Houston can beat them.
But that's the thing why.
Like, that's if you said Houston, that would be my calling card on why Houston would win.
I like that.
I think the only thing that holds Durant them back this year from going to the finals.
It's now coaching
and just the road, not
the road to get there. That's what I'm saying. If they got to meet the Spurs in the conference finals, I think by the time Durant get to the conference final, I think he's going to be out of gas.
And you know who fought that'll be?
Scottie Brooks
from game 10, game 33, game, you know what I'm saying? Like, not giving them games off, which is one thing I give Sprocher credit for with Dwayne Wade. Who gives a damn how many games Dwayne Wade played? As long as they make it to the playoffs. And I think the special learning that with LeBron too. I think that you kind of take him for granted, like he could just take everything. But I think that he gets old just like everybody else.
I think Father Time is
undefeated. Now, I think the Nets are supposed to realize this, and they'll. LeBron will probably play maybe, what, 70 games,
65
or something. Yeah, you know, they strategically rest him or whatever. Yeah, the only way they don't strategically rest him is if Adam Silver say, look, you, this boy got to play.
Yeah, but you can't. You can't. Paul George is showing you that now because these are all relatively young guys. Paul George, Durant,
these are young guys. We say young, but they've been
probably playing since – six
and something. these games, 82 game schedule.
That's grueling,
especially in the West where you're fighting for a position and you fight. You know what I'm saying? Like
they was playing all the way up until the last night.
Exactly.
Who was that winning overtime? Dallas and the Grizzlies winning overtime. It was a couple of games in overtime Wednesday night. Now imagine you winning overtime Wednesday night and you
cranked up
Saturday. Good God. And it's gonna be a battle. The one thing I will say about this playoff that wasn't their last playoff that I do enjoy, and I'm really gonna be in this one, is last year it was just so many injuries. It wasn't fun to watch as it is this year. This year all your stars are there.
Except for Derrick Rose.
Fuck him. We used to him not being now. But again, it's a holiday Saturday.
I agree with you. I love the first weekend of playoffs. Who do you have winning?
The Thunder
and the Spurs.
Just being the Maverick, I want the Rockets.
I say the Thunder. I wouldn't be surprised if the Spurs, though. I think we bet
against the Spurs.
I think that's, and you said that you can't bet against Pittsburgh.
You can't bet
against the Spurs. You need to redo that and say you can't bet against the Spurs.
I agree. I'm not sure Houston. Well, I'm pretty sure Houston's not coming out of the first round. I mean, out of the second round, going against the Spurs. I'm not betting against Tim Duncan them ever until they break that up. You can't bet against them. They number one again. Where the hell did that even come from? How are you underrated number one? Because every year everyone keeps saying, they're old. I've been saying that shit now for goddamn 7 years. Them sons of bitches still winning.
Let's go on and wrap this up. In the finals, I have Miami and the Thunder.
And who you got winning?
I have the Thunder winning.
Not because you're a fan. If Miami and Thunder meet, Miami will probably beat them.
I think that the Thunder win. For several reasons.
Okay.
I think that a lot of it hinges on how LeBron takes this and how the stars take this mentally. Like, if Durant takes this as a challenge, does he step up?
He's ready to step up.
Does LeBron? Because it seems like LeBron doesn't have that instinct to go 3-for-3. Like, I have to win this. Maybe him not winning the MVP will piss him off. I still don't see he had the instinct to championships then.
So you think he's like Rocky in Rocky 3 and the Thunder's like Clover Lane, Mr. T.
I think the Heat will win is coaching. I think Eric Spoelstra, I would say Eric Spoelstra's top three coach in the
league. We're going to have a podcast on this because that son of a bitch ain't shit to me. We got to bring Mac in on this. Because he agrees. So, I have, if that matchup happened, Thunder and Heat, I think it'll be entertaining. I think it may be better than the first time. Maybe not, because they don't even have James Harden. But I think the Heat beat the Thunder. If Houston and the Heat meet.
The Heat will sweep them.
They won't get swept, but the Heat will beat them.
In five.
I give them six. But unless they play the Pacers, then I think Houston can beat the Pacers.
You do?
Yeah. I think Houston will beat the Pacers.
How many?
In six.
Yeah, I can see six.
But if the Spurs play the Heat.
I'm going with the Spurs. All right. Thank y'all for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
And I will say this. I'm coming back for the motherfuckers who was talking shit about me. Oh, we just had to talk about the NBA holiday. But to all these motherfuckers talking shit. Don't you worry, baby. I'm coming for you.